good afternoon, and welcome to Empower Hour. I am your host, Tracy Ullman, and always my lovely co-host, Denise Pavernick, is here with us today, too.
Hello.
And if you are new to the show or just tuning back in, be ready to discover ways to improve your health and well-being. And if you would like to visit me in person, I own and operate my own holistic practice in Downingtown called Soulscapes Reiki Healing, where I do a variety of healing modalities, or you can check out my website at www.soulscapedesign.com. And Denise, where can we find you, and what do you offer your clients?
You can find me at www.innerstrengthfitnessandnutrition.com. We are happy to introduce our new bodybuilding show prep. We just had two of our clients compete this week in Westchester at the NPC Excalibur.
Nice.
And congratulations to Tyler Caperoni for coming in third place in bodybuilding men's open and novice division, and for Candace Bordner for competing in the bikini division.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great. So as you can see and hear, well, really hear, you can't see us, but what we do is empower you and help you live with confidence that you can make your dreams come true. And remember, you can call in at any time to ask questions or comment on the topic at hand at 610-701-9243. That's 610-701-WCHE. And today, our topic is animal communication, and we have Lori Bloomer, who is on the line with us today, is a psychic, medium, and animal communicator. Lori received a bachelor's in psychology from the University of Delaware, and she actively studies metaphysics. She has 25 years experience working in human resources, and she can work with you and your pets to identify actions you can take to have a greater happiness together. Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tracy. Thanks, Denise. It's great to be on.
Hey, Lori.
Hi.
Lori, can you tell us a little bit about your journey? What made you, what it was like early in your life and how it is today?
Sure.
Being an animal communicator, sorry about that. I mean to cut you off.
No, that's fine. I would say in terms of my psychic ability, my earliest recognition of it, frankly, was connecting with animals. And it was just sort of an understanding of their point of view and their feelings about things. And I guess when I was really little, I kind of thought other people had that same sort of understanding. And I realized over time that it was a little more than I guess what your average person had. What I would call in psychic terminology claircognizance, which means I would just have a knowing when I'd work with them. And I always had a fondness for animals, and I think this ability made me have a real appreciation of their vantage point on the world and just what we can learn from them. So it was something that I decided to consciously strengthen over time as I moved into adulthood, because I thought, I'd really like to see what I can do to help, just not just the pets in my family, the animals I come in contact with, but help other people as well. So I sought out mentors, and I've taken classes and done things to further connect and recognize my own psychic ability, and it's really been one of the most rewarding aspects of doing this psychic work professionally is helping people connect with their animals. So, you talk about one of my favorite things to talk about, this really would be it. It's very gratifying.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly love our animals and our pets. And I'm just, for our listeners, what would somebody, why would somebody want to hire you to communicate to their pets?
That's a great question. And the other interesting thing about that question is very often when people do come to me to talk to their animals often say they feel they have a pretty good connection with their human anyway. So the nature of animal communication is really telepathic and psychic, and animals communicate with each other that way very easily. It's harder for us as humans because we're very verbally oriented. So sometimes I think people come to me because they want a validation of what they're already feeling intuitively about their pets. Other times it has to do with a major event that's happened, such as the pet being new to the family, or maybe there's been a new child born and they want to see how the pet is doing. Other times it is more difficult circumstances, such as when a pet is having an illness and they're trying to get a sense for how they feel, what we can do to help them. And very often it's when they're close to death and their owner is trying to get a sense for what they can do to make them more comfortably, or even to get their preferences on whether or not they want help passing.
And you know what, Lori? I think it's really important because I think most people think with animal communication, it's most of the time after they've passed away. But you do a lot of work with them while the animals are with them and alive.
I do, and a lot of it's behavior-oriented. One thing animal communication will do is help you better explain your expectations to an animal, because humans' rules and regulations are very confusing to them, and we can also understand what's going on behind their behavior. Unfortunately, one of the things it doesn't do is guarantee they're going to change their behavior.
Absolutely.
Because like humans, they have free will. They're also wired a bit differently than we are. But yeah, I have a lot of people who come while their animal's still here. And I teach classes on animal communication because I really believe everyone has an intuitive gift to be able to do that. And one of the things we talk about, Denise, is as you work on your own intuitive ability to connect with them, it actually makes it easier to communicate with them when they pass, because you can recognize when they're contacting you and you can more easily reach out to them. So it's very comforting when you establish that connection on this side before they pass.
Awesome.
Yeah, I just, I have to say, Lori, I just, I had lost, you know, for a personal experience, I had just lost my cat in January. I think you met him when you came to my house. My little, I posted it, I guess, on Facebook, and I just, he comes to me. I mean, can you explain to our listeners maybe some signs or tips or things that we can do to maybe, if you aren't, you know, highly intuitive like myself or you or Denise, what we could do to communicate with them?
First of all, anytime you direct a thought to them or direct a feeling to them, and this the same applies to human beings who have passed back into spirit as well, but anytime we direct that to them, they automatically receive it because there are no physical barriers to communication. So that's one thing I say to comfort people is they have a real sense of how we're feeling. They understand our emotions. Again, and I encourage people to keep talking to them as well because they really appreciate that. Often after animals pass, they tend to stay very close to this plane because this is an area of comfort for them. This is a place that this is a place of routine for them as well. So it's not unusual for us to see a lot of signs from them actually relatively early on. And those signs can run the gamut. For some people, they may see those out of the corner of the eye experiences where they could swear they saw Fluffy the cat out of the corner of their eye. They turn and look straight in that direction. They can't see him. Our intuition will lead us, if we allow it to, it'll actually lead us to picking up those signs from them. Sometimes it's a sound. Immediately after my cat Custard passed back in October, my husband was in the house. This is a matter of hours later. He literally heard a ba-dump sound from upstairs, which is the sound that Custard would make when he would jump off the desk and down onto the floor. So they'll find a variety of ways of trying to get our attention. Both through intuitively, you know, in our mind's eye, and also externally. So I say just kind of keep your antenna up and just realize that if it resonates with you at a deep level that it might have been a sign, then take that leap of faith that it probably was a sign from them because they really want to reassure us that they're okay.
Yeah, my dog, Kelsey, she hides in pictures, and she makes me look very closely into the pictures to find her. It's almost like, where's Waldo? It's like, where's Kelsey? And she constantly shows up in different pictures.
And they love that when we recognize it. So I always tell the people when I'm doing mediumship, you know, when we talk about, oh, dear Uncle So-and-so is gone, we're really doing a disservice to him. He is alive and well on the other side. So the more we acknowledge it, the more comforting it is for them and the more comforting it is for us. The other place, Tracy, is dreams. Very often they'll show up in dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just a walkthrough part or a wave of a paw or just seeing them in the distance. But they, because it's a higher rate of vibration that's closer to where they are, and because dreams are also a place where really anything's possible, we sort of suspend judgment, it's easier for us them to connect with us there as well.
Yeah, I know when I had put my cat, they asked us to put him down, and that was, you know, hard.
Sure.
And when we came home that night, I could literally still hear him purring on the bed. Like, I knew he was, you know, that he was still here with us. And that's the hard part of it is missing the physicality. And can you speak briefly on how we change as a person? You know, when we lose a loved one or a pet, we grieve their not being here in the physical world, but we also grieve the person that we were when they were alive. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree with that. You know, it's funny when someone loses a pet or they lose someone dear to them, they'll describe themselves as like losing their right arm or feeling rudderless. Because we lose some context for our own life. Because that person, again, they provide context. That animal did as well, that relationship. So it's a natural feeling, and I think it's one that has to be embraced. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, often what I encounter is people feel shame when their animals pass.
Why is that?
Because
why do they feel shame?
They shouldn't be feeling this way because it's just an animal.
Oh,
there's no such thing as just an animal.
Oh,
exactly.
Really?
And so they know they can sort of let their hair down with me and be honest about their feelings, but they feel like they need to keep a stiff upper lip and just be a bit more, I guess, strong about it. And, of course, I know I'm singing to the choir here. You all understand this is a relationship, and it's a soul contract relationship that we have with our companion animals. So the loss is significant. So it does leave people reeling. Some people feel moved to immediately replace that companion animal with another one. And just in case any of your listeners are curious, I have yet to encounter an animal in spirit who was jealous or had any negative feelings about that. They often recognize that the human just doesn't know what to do with themselves and needs to direct that love and attention somewhere. And it's very often it's a relief for them to know someone else is there to be able to be in receipt of it.
And I think also that they direct you to let you know that it's also time for you to get another animal.
Yep. Absolutely.
I had that happen this year. You helped me with that.
Absolutely. And so that's another thing I encounter frequently, is people who are feeling guilty because they miss them and they're afraid the animal will feel like they've been replaced. And, of course, we all know nobody replaces anybody. It's a different kind of wonderful with each person and each animal that we bring into our life. So yep. At any rate, they're very selfless about that. They understand what our needs are in this plane, that we need that physical connection.
And for me, I wanted to know whether it was her coming back or she was guiding someone else to me.
Yeah, well, it's funny you should say that. I meet this a lot when I deal with people who are in the animal shelter, animal rescue world. Honestly, I'll be talking to them, and I'll literally feel animals queued up on the other side, some of whom are ready to come back in another lifetime and do additional work with them, others who are just waiting excitedly for that time when they pass and they get to be reunited. So it's I talked to a gentleman whose wife had passed, and when I was talking to her, I just had to reach down because I felt this dog bear, and I was sort of petting it, if you will, energetically. And I said, did you have a collie? And he said, she did while she was growing up. And I said, well, this collie's there for her. So that's another beautiful thing, is to know that they're there when we pass as well. Those animals, they're waiting for us.
Yeah, that is, when I do myself, when I communicate to the other side and we're developing, you know, intuition and we're speaking about, you know, spirit, I always often wonder when an animal comes to us if, you know, he chooses us or do we choose them? What's your viewpoint on that, Lori?
I think it's both. I think it's on the basis of those soul contracts that we established. I think many of them have been established well before we even incarnated on this plane. And I have encountered several people who have animals, who will tell us they've been with them other lifetimes. I've encountered a number of dogs in this lifetime who will tell me they've been companion horses to a person in another lifetime, you know, for example, on the battlefield with them. So they tend, like us as humans, we have soul contracts, we have soul groups we tend to incarnate with over and over again. Likewise, we have animals as part of that group.
And you know, it's really interesting, you said that about my second puppy when we got him, Ezekiel, that he was with me at least 11 times, and one of the times you said was a horse, but I honestly believe at some point he was a baby elephant, because he has a habit of holding onto his sister's tail.
Mm-hmm.
And showing those kind of attributes that a baby elephant would have.
Mm-hmm. It's really charming. And when you think of the infinite number of lifetimes we can have over the course of the planet here, let alone the potential for other dimensions, it's fascinating to think of how many times we can come together. So to your point, Tracy, about do we pick them, do they pick us, I think it's a mutual recognition. It's just that heart connection is made, and you just know it.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with what you said. I just, you know, I work with, you know, when we're working with the energy work and our chakras, you know, there's always, in the studies that I have done, there's been studies shown that there's, you know, these chakras in each animal. There's an animal spirit totem that could live in these chakras with you, and that there's companionship. Like, for example, right now, you know, the hawk has been around me. I mean, every time I look up in the sky, I see a hawk. I work next door to the Black Hawk Center. Mm-hmm. At the pool yesterday, I said to my husband, watch Karina like a hawk because she'll go off to the deep end, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious as to, do you do any type of work to bring out those totems, or do you do classes on, you know, getting to know your animal spirit in that sense?
Well, I differentiate. I do. Short answer is yes.
Okay,
I do
good.
Teach a couple of workshops.
I want to take one of your workshops.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun because spirit guides can really run the gamut in terms of who they are and what they are. Some of them are ascended masters, so people who have been incarnated on this plane. Others are gods and goddesses. Nature spirits are really fun to work with, too. So animal totems, animal spirit guides, I do. I do talk about that. I differentiate between that and the ones that we have soul contracts with.
So I guess that was my question. I mean, we have soul contracts with, mm-hmm. you know, the animals that we can keep in our house as pets, mm-hmm. Even though some of us might want to own a lion or, you know, a tiger. Mm-hmm. But in our world here, we can't. So we can use their medicine and what they have to offer us. So what is your take on that?
I think we do. And I think, the short answer is I think we can have animals as spirit guides, but we're in relationship with them in a different way. And I'll just use sort of a parallel. We may have relatives or ancestors in spirit. Well, we all do, obviously, but there are some who may choose to do the work of being spirit guides to us, while others are just ones that we have relationship with and have an ancestral connection. So the work with them is different. And I do certainly believe animals serve an important role model for us in terms of their attributes, their strengths, what we can learn from them by embodying those and demonstrating those in our lives. So some of them are symbolic, I guess is what I'm trying to say, Tracy. Some of those are, you know, for example, you might have bear totem but never encountered a physical bear in your life, but that doesn't mean bear isn't acting as a totem and inspiring you and what you can learn from bear as a totem versus the bear that I choose to sit down at a park bench at the zoo and communicate with.
Yeah.
So at any rate, I absolutely. And I also believe there are spirit guides walking around on this plane with us as well. I mean, there are angels incarnate. I think some of these animals that we encounter are incredibly highly evolved, and they choose to come into this plane to teach us certain things.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about more about that when we come back from break. We've got to go to break. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Pat Ward, Chairman and CEO of Penn Liberty Bank. As a locally owned and managed community bank, we understand the importance of helping businesses within our communities to grow and prosper. Penn Liberty Bank has consistently been recognized as one of the top SBA lenders in the Philadelphia region. We have the lending expertise to provide area businesses with the capital they need. Here's Bob Terzak, CEO of Brilliant Graphics in Exton.
Thanks, Pat. I have been in business for 35 years and have never worked with a bank so extraordinary. Penn Liberty Bank is involved in our business and truly cares about our success. They have an exceptional commercial banking team who is available and approachable. We could not ask for a better business partner. Everyone at the bank champions our business from the stands and on the field, never distanced from the game. When you need an extraordinary bank, call Penn Liberty Bank.
Thanks, Bob. Find out how Penn Liberty Bank can help your business grow. Visit PennLibertyBank.com or stop by any of our 10 conveniently located branches.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Got great projects on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on a tractor you'll be proud to own. A powerful, easy-to-drive BX70 series tractor. Now, get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new BX70 in 2 implements.
Now through October 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Tracy Allman, owner of Soulscape Reiki Healing in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Did you know that Reiki can help you relieve physical pain, diminish stress, and help you get more out of life? I treat back pain, stress headaches, anxiety, and depression. Reiki is a natural way of helping your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. If you've been injured, suffer from stress or anxiety, call 484-888-8777 to find out how you can improve your well-being.
WCHE 1520 AM, Chester County's best commercial radio station.
Wait a minute, isn't this Chester County's only commercial radio station?
We're Chester County only. Chester County's best and only commercial radio station.
Radio PA's Ask the Governor program brings you extended Q&As with Governor Tom Wolf, and you have a chance to be part of the show every month. Have a question or comment about taxes, government spending, or any other topic that impacts your life? Well, send your questions and comments to Governor Wolf anytime by visiting pamatters.com and clicking the Ask the Governor link at the top of the page. We'll present your questions to Governor Wolf during every show. John in Mount Lebanon wrote in, when are the politicians going to Hanover Township for our next question? And Phil writes in, will people buying food with Wilkes-Barre's our next stop? Anthony, the award-winning Ask the Governor program from Radio Pennsylvania, now featuring Governor Tom Wolf. Visit pamatters.com to have your voice heard and to view video clips from all our Ask the Governor tapings. Ask the Governor is a production of Radio PA, Top Flight Media, and pamatters.com.
This is Governor Tom Wolf. I'm ready to answer your questions, so stop by pamatters.com today.
And we are back, and Lori, you are here with us, right?
I am.
Okay, and we just wanted to, ask if you can tell our listeners again about just some steps that they can take to communicate with their animals, even if they're, you know, passed over spirit, but also, you know, alive living with them. Like, let's just say, you know, one is you're having trouble understanding their needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's a popular show out there, I'm sure, The Dog Whisperer, Cesar Millan. I mean, he trains people. He teaches, you know, I forget his little, what do you know his?
He whispers in the ears of the animals, I believe.
Well, he says he rehabilitates dogs, but he trains people, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's right.
Yeah, so is there, if you're having trouble understanding the needs of their animals, what do you suggest how to communicate?
Well, I think it's very easy to do it one way, meaning they naturally telepathically communicate with one another. So I think in terms of explaining our needs to them, or at least explaining why we do what we do, I actually think it's worth a lot. One of the biggest disconnects for animals is they don't understand why we do what we do. So even if you feel like you can't get anything in receipt back from them during the conversation, taking some time to explain, we're going to the vet. This is what those little sharp things in that are going to be sticking in to you, you know, if they need to get a shot. Or if you're teaching them, you're training them on something, this is why I need you to heal. This is why I need you to stay in the yard. In terms of being receptive to what they have to say, there are a couple of things, at least in my workshop, I explain as kind of a ground rule. And the first one is that you really need to educate yourself on your animal's physiology and their species. So all these things, their natural habitat, really impact their outlook and point of view on the world. So one of the best things we can do to help the conversation is understand how it feels to be them. It's a sense of empathy. So that way we know why they do what they do. We better understand that and can therefore better explain where the disconnect is. Assume that animals are as intelligent as human beings and have the same emotional range as human beings do, but they may demonstrate it differently, and their priorities are going to be based on what survival is in their world. So I just think that first step of taking that leap of really understanding how they're wired and how species, you know, how they relate to the world is the first step in understanding them better. We do sort of a pre-workshop exercise in my animal communication workshop. We actually do a meditation where you quiet yourself and just imagine yourself going into the body of the animal. You know, what does it feel like to have paws? What does it feel like to have a beak or feathers? And you know, again, just getting that sense is really helpful. The other thing we do in the class is a meditation where we work with two energy centers. And, of course, you work with Reiki, Tracy, and I'm sure you talk about this on your show. We work on activating the third eye chakra, which is between the eyebrows and in the center of the head. It's our psychic center. And we open up the heart chakra, which is, of course, located in the heart. So those two areas that have to do with both sending and receiving thought telepathically and also making an emotional connection. So I do a guided meditation to help people literally send first a beam of a message to them and then sit in receipt of anything they receive back. Now, it's really a process of using intuition, and we talk about going into that exercise that you really sort of have to suspend judgment and just be open to whatever comes through, which may be a thought, it may be a feeling, it may be a suggestion of an image, and just allow that channel to open first, because it does take some practice if you've never done it before, and it also takes some practice from the animal if they're not used to relating to you in that way. So it is something I believe anyone can do, but it does take some practice.
Yeah, it does. It takes practice, and if you want to increase your emotional bond with your pets, I think those you just gave really, really good tips to do that. I really do. I mean, I'm learning myself. I'm in a debate. When we were on break, I said, you know, Jonah, my cat, you know, I had him for 13 years, mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm debating, do I get another cat or do I get a dog? So I'm just still sitting with it. So communicating mm-hmm. with myself first and maybe just putting it out there, mm-hmm. What needs to come to me is a really good way of, you know, communicating. Wouldn't you say, Denise?
Oh, absolutely.
She's shaking her head.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, and sometimes Fluffy the cat in spirit may think the thing that you need right now is another cat, and your heart, your intuition may be telling you no, not yet. So, you know, you have to honor that as well, that readiness for you.
Yeah, we're going to move on to other things that Lori does. But before I get there, you know, helping animals is a part of Lori's life, and it's part of her life purpose. And she feels very passionate about it. And she supports local animal nonprofit organizations by doing psychic reading parties where 100%, I said 100% of the proceeds goes to that charity. I think that is just absolutely fabulous. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I have done that for different charities. And basically what I do is dedicate a day. I do individual readings with people. It's relatively straightforward. We schedule the time in advance. But what I do is actually have them write the check. They pay me and write the check out and either send me the check written out to that animal shelter so I know it's going there, or they send me the receipt indicating they made the donation. So it's a small way of contributing to those organizations, but I really try to do that as often as I can. I'm also working with a shelter in Methuen, Massachusetts, which is just north of Boston, where I was there a couple weeks ago teaching animal communication to the staff and also other supporters of the shelter, and a portion of the proceeds went to the shelter as well. So, yeah, whenever I can help out in that way, I certainly love to. And, of course, people who are involved in the rescue and shelter business are just wonderful people. Obviously, they dedicate a huge portion of their life to that, and I know they appreciate that effort, too.
I know some people that rescue my brother-in-law and his wife. I mean, she does it. Sarah, if you're listening, I mean, God bless you. I have to say it's not something that moves me, but when I definitely see other people doing it, I am moved by that they can, you know, that takes a special type of person to bring in rescues, put up with some, you know, some behavior that's, you know, not quite livable with, and I just think that's just, you know, those are just angels doing that type of work like yourself.
Well, I agree in that, especially shelter workers, because they're so close to it. And I was a volunteer at Delaware Humane Organization or Association several years back, and I remember my daughter helped me out as well when she was very young. And gosh, so often they are, and I hate to put it this way, but the scratch and dent animals. Sometimes they were hapless victims of something that happened, like person having to move, they couldn't take them with them. Often they were the ones that had troubled behavior who really needed help in changing up their behavior and help in building trust again. So many of those animals spend so much time at the shelter, they may spend the rest of their life out there. So I always encourage people, even if you don't want to formally volunteer, anything you can do to help out, even if it's just to go visit occasionally, spend some time in the shelter, just petting the animals, talking to the cats, it means a lot, and it helps them in their rehabilitation to know that somebody cares. Because again, animals pick up on our thoughts and feelings, and they know when you're directing a caring thought to them, and they really appreciate it.
Well, I think me, Denise, and you should do some type of psychic party, Reiki, I don't know, working out party, and give all the donations to a no-kill shelter. How's that sound?
It sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a fun day.
I think that would be a really fun day. We invite some clients, and we just pick a shelter.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, okay. All right. It's a go.
That's right. Make plans. So rewarding. I mean, to your point, it's just the most rewarding feeling to feel like you've done something, and I know they so appreciate it.
Yeah.
So Lori, you're so very talented. Share with us other things that you do besides working with the animal spirits.
Well, I love working with animals. As I said, it's a big part of my work, and I enjoy it. My other probably most favorite part, if you will, is working with spirit guides and guardian angels. Everyone's got them. We've got beings in the spiritual dimensions that understand our soul's purpose, that are helping us in our journey, that can help us get the 10,000-foot view, especially when we're dealing with troubling or difficult circumstances. And, Tracy, you mentioned that I worked in the human resources world for 25 years. A lot of that work was around training and development. It was helping people develop goals so they could move on to the next position they wanted to get to. I really like helping people get their strategy in line with what their purpose is. So that's probably my other second love, is sitting down with people and helping them understand their higher purpose and why they're here and how they can get their ship moving in the direction of a life that's really fulfilling. So when they fulfill their purpose, they're helping other people in the process as well. And I'm also a medium, so I do talk to people in spirit as well. So probably a good chunk of my business is that as well, just people who want to talk to loved ones who have passed over, make sure they're okay, and get help recognizing the signs that they're still a part of their lives. So I do all three. They're all aspects of the same skill set. I would definitely say that. And I tell people when I do a reading for them, it's like party for them. So Tracy, if I was doing a reading for you or Denise, I'd say, hey, it's party for Tracy. I invite your people, so to speak. So sometimes I'll be working with a spirit guide, and I'll hear, like, Sparky the dog crashed the party with a question. So I'll say, you know, we have your dog on the line. Do you mind if we spend a couple minutes just talking to him? So, you know, in the course of an hour reading, we might deal with a life issue with their spirit guides. We might talk to Uncle Joe, who just wants to say hi, and we might talk about why the dog is eating the cat poo out of the litter box. So we'll cover a lot of ground there, and it makes my work really fun. Every day is different, and I just, you know, delighted to be blessed to be able to do this work with people. It's really fun.
You know, it's such a joy to be a part of your journey and to just see you continue to develop and get excited about what you're doing.
Well, Denise, you've been one of my wonderful mentors, so thank you, truly. You were the one who kind of kicked me in this direction, and I couldn't thank you more.
She kicked me in the right direction, too.
I continue weekly now.
Kick, you know?
And she continues weekly. You know, I lost a bet, or what? I don't know how it happened, but Darcy was here. If Darcy's listening, I don't know. I'm the one that ended up. But Darcy tried, but she just wasn't ready yet. But, yes, and I feel good, though. I mean,
good.
I do.
Any way that I can help.
Yeah. So, Lori, can you just touch base a little bit on how you know, in your classes, I know we have some callers that might want to call in, but before we take some calls, you know, I teach classes in how to develop intuition. Mm-hmm. Denise teaches classes about how to hear angels and hidden messages and receiving messages from angels. What do you teach? Like, if I was a new person and I was developing my psychic ability, mm-hmm. Developing my guides, what would be some hot tips for me to know?
Well, let's see. I guess just in terms first of the courses that I do, as I said, I offer the animal communication workshop. Really enjoy that one. It's very hands-on. I've yet to have a person leaving that workshop who didn't make some sort of a connection.
Do you have a workshop coming up that you can announce?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you anything.
I do.
Yeah, please share.
Why, yes, I do. I've been, as a matter of fact, this coming Saturday, I've been doing the first of a couple things I'm doing with the Lansdale Philly Psychic Development Group. It's actually a meetup group, but the information on my website. So I'll be doing a talk in the Lansdale Public Library at 1:30. I'm talking about animal communication, and then I'll be doing readings from 4 to 6. So you can register for either or both of those online. I'm also teaching the animal communication workshop again in North Wilmington. That's on Saturday, October 17th at a beautiful facility called the Delaware Center for Conscious Living. So in terms of other things I teach, I love working with Oracle cards. So I have an introductory workshop on just sort of how to work with them. Most people think you have to be psychic or have the crystal ball to be able to work with Oracle cards, and I found whether or not you know you're psychic, people can really benefit from them for problem solving, seeing things from a different perspective, and so on. So I have an introductory workshop where we talk about the symbolism, how to find a deck that's right for you, how to bond with it. Then I also do a follow-up workshop that's on more on understanding the symbolism, more complex spreads, and we also practice doing readings for other people. So that's another one I really enjoy doing. I do have two classes on working with spirit guides, one I call just sort of working with spirit guides one. One is working with spirit guides two. The second one spun off basically because I had a group of like 18 people who said, look, we don't want to end this week.
Don't you just love when that happens? I've had one class like spiral into over a year and a half worth of classes.
Exactly.
People.
It's so much fun. So in the second class, we get into strengthening the communication with spirit guides, but we also talk about the Akashic Records, mm-hmm. and we talk about techniques for communicating with our loved ones in spirit. So that one too. Let's see. I'm trying to think of what else I have on the.
Can you give us your actual website address? I don't know
sure.
if you mentioned that yet.
Sure. It's Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, and the last name is B like boy, L-O-M-E-R. So Laurie Blomer. It's a SharePoint, so it's laurieblomer.sharepoint.com. But if you honestly just put in the names Laurie Blomer Psychic, I think I'm the only one out there with this name. It'll come up immediately.
Awesome.
And all my classes are there in detail. And, of course, you mentioned, Tracy, that I do reading parties. I also do message circles where we sit as a group and I give each person individual messages. And I'm also doing a psychic development series where we meet monthly. And each month we do sort of a deep dive in one of the clairs, one of the psychic senses. So we started with clairvoyance. And in each class we do a meditation. We talk about how to expand on that skill, what some common blocks are and how to get past them. And then we do two or three exercises to explore it.
Okay, so out of curiosity, what would you say some common blocks are?
Oh, boy, very easy. First, A, I don't believe this is happening to me. B, I'm going to say fear, because mm-hmm. I have a number of people who reach out to me, I'm sure both of you had as well, who feel like they had an ability to connect once upon a time, and now they can't seem to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'd say the third one is understanding that it works differently for each of us. So it's very subtle, and I think often when people think of psychic ability, they think of the sixth sense, that movie where I see dead people. Mm-hmm. So if I don't see anything, I must not be psychic, and they're not recognizing the other intuitive ways our psychic self speaks to us.
And do you want to remind everybody what they are?
Sure. The psychic skill sets, so clairvoyance, which is the which means clear seeing, that has to do with bringing in or processing intuitive information either through my physical eyes or through my inner eye or my ability to visualize. Clairaudience, which has to do with hearing. It also has to do with processing information psychically, verbally. Like some people don't know, for example, they might get verbiage in their head, realize it didn't come from them, but not understand that that's actually part of their psychic ability, bringing information in. Claircognizance, which is clear knowing, and that was the thing that I mentioned initially, which was my experience with animal communications, just sort of knowing what they were thinking and feeling. And clairsentience, which is picking up psychically others' emotions and also getting psychic cues physically, like getting goosebumps or other physical sensations. I have a friend who's, it's kind of interesting to me, she's another pet psychic. She gets things very clairsentiently, but she actually tastes and smells things. So she'll taste the dog food, for example. She'll smell the grass, so she'll get a sense for what the animal's bringing in a sensory way that way.
It's actually called clairgustance. Mm-hmm. When you're clairgustance, you get a very, very distinctive smell, right?
Right, and there's clairolfactory, which is...
Oh, yeah.
The smell, clairgustance, mm-hmm. which is taste.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I look at them all under the umbrella of clairsentience, but it's picking up things in a physical manner psychically.
Oh, so clairgustance is not, what did I say?
Clairgustance is taste.
It's taste.
Oh, taste. Oh, I was thinking, what's the smell?
Olfactory.
It's olfactory.
Olfactory, that's right. I had him, yeah.
Well, even clairaudience or hearing or seeing technically to me would be part of that physical umbrella, but I guess that we tend to commonly break those out.
Yeah.
So we do a deep dive in each of those each month, and at the end, my last session, we talk about other types of divination tools, so we get to play around with them a little bit. So I'm doing that right now. That session already started. It'll end up in October. I'm going to be doing another one starting spring, but it's really fun. I love getting people together. I'm sure you too as well, for the fact that not only are they learning things themselves, but they're really learning from each other.
Yeah, when there's a group of consciousness of people that want to develop their psychic ability, boy, did their psychic abilities really get strong when they're in the group in the class.
Absolutely.
Together,
yeah.
Wouldn't you say? Oh, yeah. Like, when you get the group together, even you're heightened, and mm-hmm. things just, like Denise, you had said in your one class, we're going to see a pumpkin, and then we're going to see a stained bottle, and then we're going to see stained glass or a blue bottle, and then they're shocked that they actually see it.
Well, let me tell you, last week for my class, I'm teaching an angel tarot class right now. We're doing the major arcana, and each week we pick three different things, and last week happened to be lion, the name Leo, and fire, and of course there was the Cecil the Lion all over the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
So we have some new ones for this week.
All right, we got to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to take some callers and see what Lori has to say. We'll be back.
I was on the internet the other day, and I typed in Karp and Hart Law. I wanted to see the website which my friend Steve Karp and Peter Hart created. As you know, Steve and Peter host Legal Talk, heard every Tuesday at noon on WCHE. Karp and Hart limits its law practice to only serious personal injury cases, including automobile accidents and medical malpractice cases. Their new website is filled with great legal articles, including interesting cases, legal tips, upcoming Legal Talk shows, and profiles on Steve and Peter. Their website also discusses their areas of practice, including auto accidents, cancer misdiagnoses, medical prescription errors, motorcycle accidents, nursing home abuse, and wrongful death. Now, if you've been injured, check out their website at Karp and Hart Law. That's spelled Karp, K-A-R-P, and sign Hart, H-A-R-T, law.com. Or you can give them a call at their office, 610-430-2200. And remember, Karp and Hart is the Chester County personal injury law firm with a heart.
Do you want to eat healthier and exercise but don't know where to start? Are you bored of your current food choices and exercise program? Inner Strength Fitness, located in Downingtown, can help you. Inner Strength Fitness offers customized nutrition plans and exercise programs that can get you results. Call now at 610-425-0105 to schedule your free consult. Get on track now for a healthier, happier new you. Inner Strength Fitness, nutrition.com.
From Longwood Gardens to the Chester County Courthouse, from the Downingtown Loghouse to the Paoli Battlefield, from Lincoln University to Immaculata University, this is WCHE 1520 AM, the talk of Chester County.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Duck say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's no sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
What did you think of that? Like, isn't that appropriate song? I was thinking about you. What does the fox say?
Oh, are you kidding? I was totally cracking up over here. I'm like,
that was somewhere way over here. We were laughing hysterically.
We got an entourage of people in here. Robin and Kervin and Denise are all like, I tell you what the fox says. And, you know, and when I started playing it, they're like, oh, this song. Isn't it just such a cool song?
It is. It's fun.
It's a connection song. It gets you connected.
That's my question. What does the fox say? What does he say?
Well, it depends on the fox, of course, and his life experience and point of view. They have a lot to say, honestly. Can I just tell you, one of the things, you know, I was telling you in this, the workshop that I do, I actually give people sort of a prep work assignment to prime the pump a little bit, and I encourage people to go out and see if you can connect with an animal in nature, because I think people also think they're not good at connecting with animals because they can't do it with their own as easily. And frankly, I think any pet psychic has the same challenge. Whenever there's emotion involved and mm-hmm. we care about them, it clouds our ability to really be open, I think, and neutral and just in receive whatever they have to share. So I always tell them to go work with some other animal. In fact, try one you've never done before. And it's fascinating. Wildlife is fascinating. They have a whole different view of the world. We have so much to learn from them.
And that's why when I needed help, Lori, I came to you.
Well, thank you, Denise. Yes. When my cat Pearl was dying and I thought I knew what she was saying, I went to you. It's like you need that, so, yeah.
You need that person who's detached from your situation.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's extremely helpful. So.
Yes.
But it is hardest to connect with your own. I really think that. So often I see people have success connecting with another one, and then they're just, like, so surprised they can do it. I'm like, yeah, because you can be more neutral and open. You don't have a vested interest in what they're going to say, per se.
So, callers, you can call in 610-701-WCHE, 610-701-9243. We don't have any callers right at this moment, but I just wanted to ask you, Lori, what has been your most memorable success story, outcome, or experience that has impacted a client's life?
Oh, boy. The most. Well, I'll tell you one that comes to mind right now because it was delightful and it really resonated with me. There was a woman who called in. She called me, so I didn't meet her in person. I do a lot of readings over the phone, actually, because it doesn't really impact the process since it's psychic and it's telepathic. And often, just as quick add this, people often ask me if they need to bring their animal to my office. No, you don't. In fact, it's very distracting for the animal to be brought someplace, so that's not necessary. At any rate, she called me about her horse, and she just recently acquired this horse and wanted to make sure he was doing okay because he seemed kind of depressed. And the first thing I got from the horse, they showed me an image in my head, and I saw this horse standing there with what looked like a child who was disabled on its back, and it was being supported. And I said, has this horse, you know, have you ever considered about using this horse for therapy? And there was this long pause, and I thought, I'm not sure what she's thinking right now. And she said, it's funny you should mention that. He used to do that at the barn he was just in. And I honestly thought he wanted more activity and more trail work. And I said, this horse is telling me this is part of his life purpose. And he said, I said, is there any chance he can get back to doing that work again? And she said, I don't see why not. And he immediately perked up. I just felt his energy just go boom. But he was very clear that that was something he took a great deal of satisfaction in doing. He knew he was patient. He enjoyed it. So that was a huge, I think, eye-opener for his owner to know that an animal can come in with a purpose, and it sometimes is a very grand and helpful purpose in really helping human beings. So that's the one that comes to mind, Tracy. I loved that one, and it was so nice to be able to reconnect him to the work that he feels he was really born to do.
Yeah. What are some typical clients or challenges that you see when we're speaking with mediumship?
Specifically around speaking with people in spirit?
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges? Gosh, one of the initial challenges, I think, is that people are so deep in their mourning, it's difficult for them to see signs. Unfortunately, those, you know, what I would call lower vibrating emotions, when we talk about being down, it's a lower vibration. So sadness and mourning and desperation, they pull us out of disconnection with spirit. They pull us out of connection, in other words. So often when they most want to feel that contact or most desperate for it is when they're the most blocking themselves to be able to do it. So I'm often reassuring clients that it may get easier over time. You know, as their energy, you know, they move into a new state of normal, they might actually have an easier time of connecting with them. I think one of the other biggest challenges, frankly, is when somebody feels that that person was going to show them a specific sign, and they may get all other kinds of signs from them, but it isn't the one they thought it was going to be, so they discount those experiences. There was a woman who came to me whose daughter had passed very tragically, meaning very young. She was only 25. She passed from a very aggressive form of breast cancer. And you know, I'm trying to help her connect with her daughter, and she's giving me some very loving messages and signs, and she just stepped back and she said, I'm sorry, that's not it. She said, you're the fifth medium I've talked to, and you've all said the same thing, but it wasn't what we agreed upon. So that was it. And it was just, to me, it broke my heart to know that she was really being so dismissive of all these messages that were otherwise very consistent because it wasn't the way she thought it was going to be.
Okay.
Okay.
And the other thing I would say is that people evolve in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes,
absolutely.
Yeah, so the person they thought they knew on this plane, which they did, is actually operating from a higher
level,
more loving
yeah.
and understanding level. So sometimes they're thinking, oh, gosh, it doesn't sound like him. You know, he's really at peace with this. He was really angry about it when he was here, so to speak. And it's hard for them to recognize that they've evolved.
So, Lori, we have to take a break. But when we come back, do you mind doing a reading for me?
Sure.
All right, we'll be back right after this. Okay, get ready.
Hi, this is Tracy Allman, host of Empower Hour. Beginning on June 29th, Empower Hour will be moving to Mondays from 4 to 5 p.m. And new, joining the show, will be Denise Povernick, certified personal trainer and empowerment coach. Denise will help you take charge and align your body, mind, and soul through nutritional tips and topics. So please join us every Monday at 4 and get educated on how to renew and restore your own personal power.
Heatherwood Retirement Community understands at different stages of life, residents may need different levels of care. That's why they have created a Continuum of Care campus. Live comfortably in spacious, independent living apartments and age in place. When personal care is needed, our dedicated, caring staff come right to you. Rehabilitation and skilled nursing are here on campus. Heatherwood's spacious apartments and cottages offer full kitchens, multiple closets, a private patio or balcony, and endless activities to live an active lifestyle. No more maintenance or housekeeping. No costly buy-ins. A simple month-to-month lease, and you can experience the good life. Love lives here. Call today for a tour at 610-273-9300 or visit heatherwoodretire.com.
Hey, Chester County, have you tried acupuncture? I'm Margaret Chelly, owner of Inner Light Wellness Acupuncture in Downingtown. If you've been struggling with stubborn health problems and have found no relief, I can help. We're located in Downingtown on Business Street 30 near the Wegman Shopping Center. We're open evenings and weekends for your convenience. Don't let your body slow you down. Get acupuncture. Call us at 610-357-4376. That's 610-357-4376.
Westchester Athletics. Athletics.
Richard comes in motion. Pitch to Richard. He could throw it as well. That's what they're going to do. He's got a receiver.
He's caught.
Wow.
The sports chatter of Chester County.
I'm going to talk to a guy that knows about postseason play. His name, Peter Edward Rose. Peter, how are you today?
Really, I'm doing well.
This is your home for Chester County sports. 1520 WCHE.
He knows, chasing mice and digging holes. Tiny paws up the hill. Suddenly you're standing still. Your fur is red, so beautiful, like an angel in disguise. But if you meet a friendly horse, will you communicate by more? How will you speak to that?
All right, and Denise just thinks that song is just so funny. We played it again for you, Miss Lori Bloomer.
Oh, it is funny. I have to see the video. It's even funnier.
We're watching the video.
We have that going on in the
background. You know, can you believe Dancing with the Stars, they actually did that dance? I was shocked that they had that on. Len was up dancing. I don't know if any of you guys watched Dancing with the Stars, but it was cool watching them do the video.
So I'm excited, Lori. We have a few minutes left here, and my mom has been sending me some signs that she has something to say. And her name's Nancy. She
mm-hmm.
passed away when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
So her signs are either her name just bombards me or Elvis song. She was Elvis's biggest fan. So every time I see Elvis song or hear an Elvis song, I know that she's trying to get my attention.
You know, what I'm seeing, I've seen a couple things going on. First of all, somebody's on their way, she's telling me. I don't know if that means something to you,
yeah,
but somebody's on their way,
yeah.
And she is excited. it, and she's giving me goosebumps. I'm literally feeling them right up to my cheeks. So that's kind of a clear sentient response I get. So when I connect to some, so just saying. The other thing she's showing me is a picture of an Amazon, a Greek Amazon, and she's liking that to you. So I'm seeing a statue in my mind, literally warrior. But it's a warrior of peace, and it's a noble warrior, but she just absolutely loves your inner strength. I just want you to know, what I hear repeating her name is just to let you know, it's like, I'm getting another visual image. It's like Denise in the stadium as a female warrior and your mom just cheering you on. So she loves what you're doing. She loves the fact that she's showing me this mind in one hand, a spirit in the other, and just our body and spirit, rather, and the fact that you're balancing both and helping to empower people and linking them. She's telling me you're also helping people strengthen their... It's like that mind-body connection is essential for their spirituality. She's saying too many people walking around disconnected from their bodies, they take them for granted, where that's part of the experience here, and you make it a joyful part of the experience. So, Denise, is life coaching part of what you do?
Yes.
Because she's telling me this is that's it. It's like, how do I integrate these things into my life, the full physical and spiritual experience on this plane, and get joy out of it and go get direction out of it. So just for listeners, the symbolism that I'm seeing, people in spirit work through sort of, I almost feel like they're rummaging through my brain looking for symbols that I'll understand. So that image of an Amazon warrior may not be how she would appear to Denise per se, but that's a symbol she knows I'll understand, which means a powerful, empowered woman who's really exceptional. So I just get her excited for you, and she's winking and saying somebody's on their way. So
is it one somebody or two somebodies?
Let me ask. Oh, boy. I think there's possibly two somebodies.
That's my feeling.
That's mine as well. I said that, and I'm hearing a ding. So, again, that's another sign that I get. I'm hearing these because I think it's helpful for people to understand when loved ones are communicating with them, they might hear a ding in their head, or they might get a sudden image that came out of nowhere. And you know you're not creating it when it's that spontaneous. That's often our guides or a loved one helping us intuitively to give us information. But that's what I'm getting from her. I'm not so much specific image, although she is showing me building the business. I just want to say, even though she passed in her relative youth, she's got a strong business sense.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting organized. I'm just seeing if there's anything else specifically she can show me around that. I just want to say the image I'm getting is expansion and making sure you're staying organized as you go. But just as importantly, she doesn't know how she would ever keep up with you. It's like your energy is just amazing.
Yeah, that was how I always said, I don't know how she put up with me as a kid because my energy was all over the place.
Yeah, but look at you now.
Yeah, my energy's still all over the place.
Well, it doesn't feel scattered. It just feels endless.
It's not scattered. It's just hard for me to sit for a long time.
Yeah, and it's endless energy, and she's saying it's because you're living your purpose, so you're here to rock this world. So I just feel it's very sweet. It's loving. It's gentle, but she is right there with you. That's what I'm getting, Denise. I know that's kind of a quick catch there, but those are the messages she's sharing with
me. That's perfect, especially the someone's coming.
Yep, that was the first one I heard.
Awesome.
Just saying.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I got a big smile on my face over here.
Good. If I was there, I'd give you a big hug.
Yeah, I wish you could have been here today. That would have been awesome to see in person. It's been forever.
Yeah, me too. Other plans.
But we so appreciate you calling in today. That's awesome, too.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lori. And, just wrapping up here, tell us where we can find you again, Lori. Your website, phone number?
My phone number is area code 302-354-1277. My name again is Laurie, Laurie, and the last name is Blomer, and that's Blom like Mary, ER. So if you type Laurie Blomer Psychic, I'll pop up. Fortunately, there aren't any other Laurie Blomer Psychics out there.
Awesome.
But again, my schedule's out there. I have a special going on for phone readings for the month of August. They're 20% off. Any of my classes, you can register right online there, so it's all there. And I hope to hear from some of your listeners.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Laurie.
Yes, and stay tuned for next week's show. I will not be here, but
yeah, you get to go on vacation.
I'm going
to
be on vacation, so I will not be here. But Denise, what's it going to be about, the show?
It's going to be an exciting show. I have a wonderful co-host that will be with me. Kervin will be co-hosting, and we have a guest, a fellow trainer and empowerment coach, a friend of mine, Jen Maggiore, and we're going to be talking about issues of self-worth and self-esteem, especially for women.
Well, I will be listening in online. Folks, you can listen in online at WCHE.com, and I look forward to next week and hearing what you guys are going to talk about.
Yes, and I'll also be sharing, I have some upcoming classes starting, especially one with Chester County Night School in September.
Yeah, I do too.
Awesome. That's we right. can share that.
Yeah, okay.
Alrighty.
So remember, folks, be bright, be a star, be a shining light that you are. Keep your light on. Until next week or next time I'm here, namaste.